And now something else that we're going to talk about, something we have talked about in past. Now, Wahiawa General Hospital is again finding itself in jeopardy. The small rural hospital received $2.5 million from the legislature last year, less than it had requested, and this year may again receive far less on top of losing a contract it's had for almost 9 years with the Department of Health. The real question those advocating for the hospital are asking is whether lawmakers value Wahiawa General and the community it serves. That community is represented by State House Majority Policy Leader Marcus Oshiro. He joins us now. This seems like second verse, same as the first, but a little louder and a little worse.
Yeah, this seems like going back deja vu to a year ago when we were here pleading our cause, pleading our case for Wahiawa General Hospital. We're back here again, Bethann.
This hospital serves about, 125,000 people?
About 125,000 people. We service over 23,000 people through our emergency room. We service also 100 or so folks in a long-term care skilled nursing facility. And we get in about 20 acute care patients every day and 25 acute outpatient services every day for about 220, 225 patients every single day.
When we talked about this last year, it seemed that there was a real understanding of the value of this hospital and how important it was to be able to support it. And still you got less than what you'd asked for, but you got something that kept you going at least for a little while. Did that message begin to fall on deaf ears? What has happened between last year and this year in a hospital that clearly has the same needs?
Nothing much. In fact, I thought that this was a no-brainer. Last year, we asked for $6 million, $3 million, $3 million over 2 years. So we got $2.5 million. So obviously, there was a need to come back in. And we fulfilled our promises to the legislature. We went in there and we revamped the entire operations. We hired a nationally recognized turnaround corporation to help nonprofits like Wahiawa. We made big changes in the 4 months through there. We have a three-year contract, a three-year workout period. We're not going to be coming back to the legislature year in, year out, asking for subsidies. We're going to end in about 2 years, and we're going to be on our own, doing our own thing, operating, serving the community. This is bridge financing for critically needed services.
Why is that not understood, particularly for a community like this that's a rural community that has the needs it does, where people cannot be driving to the next hospital without potentially having a lot of harm?
You know, I shared with someone facetiously. I said, maybe I need to change the name of the hospital from Wahiawa General Hospital to North Shore Mililani Wahiawa Gentry Central Wahiawa Hospital. Because I think people don't understand that we serve a larger area than just Wahiawa Town. In fact, most of the patients don't come from Wahiawa Town. They come from the North Shore. They come from Mililani, Mililani Malka, Gentry, Waikele, Kapolei. We're an important hospital as much as Queens, West, Palimomi, and Aiea. Wahiawa is part of the critical safety net healthcare system for this part of the island, one-third of the island of Oahu.
Those are some sobering ideas to think about who needs it and who can go there and who may be left out of this discussion. So where does this go now when this contract that the hospital has had with the Department of Health since 2008, it looks like it's going down, and you may also not be getting some of the money that you say you need for critical needs. You got a problem with the roof. What do you see happening as you look at the budget that you now see?
Well, we have 1 week left to weigh in, and the conference committee is going to work out the differences, House and Senate versions of the draft. Unfortunately, the Senate took the position that we want to cut the contract that's been in place for about 9 years. That's a bad idea. That's going to cripple and hurt the hospital tremendously.
Why?
That contract is there paying for basic services. It's a purchase of service contract like service contracts we have at Hana Medical, Molokai General, Waianae Coast Comprehensive. These are essential, basic, fundamental funding mechanisms for rural hospitals. No more, no less than these other rural hospitals. Like I said, Waianae Coast, Molokai General, Hana Medical. They're one and the same. And Kahuku. Let's not forget Kahuku. I'm not sure. That's what is being put up there right now by the Senate. The House, on the other hand, has looked at Wahiawa General Hospital, sees the value, sees the need, and is contemplating our requests. For $4 million this year, $2 million next year. They're actually looking at it seriously. And I got to give credit where credit is due.
When you're giving that credit to, there's also looking at what's happening with the money. Now, we have been told that the projections for future years not looking so good. You're saying, though, that there is a surplus now that could be used in part to be able to meet the needs of Wahiawa General. How did you come upon finding that surplus?
Bethann, I chaired the House Finance Committee from 2008 to 2012, the best and worst years of the budget. I helped lead the state through the worst recession with both a Republican governor and a Democrat governor. We balanced the budget. Last year, I predicted that we would end the fiscal year with a $1 billion surplus. We ended with a $1 billion+ surplus. This year, in 2 months, we'll end the fiscal year with over $500 million, $500 million surplus. I also let people need to know this. Every year, we lapse between $80 and $120 million of prior appropriations.
Lapsing meaning that it's not money that the governor lets out.
That's money the governor does not let out. He does not spend. That's available, and it goes back into the checking account of the state of Hawaii. So when I'm looking at $4 million or $6 million, it is a literal drop in the bucket. No one's going to miss it. But if we don't get the money, we will miss the hospital and the services it provides, and people will get hurt. And you can't put a price on that.
A lot of people can hear the fervor in your voice, and this is an area which is clearly your district, your area, people that you know. How close to the knuckle is it with this hospital potentially being closed?
I fear that the 520 or so employees, if they do not see the legislature coming in to support them, help them, after all the changes they're going through, all the doubling up of services, they will lose confidence in the legislature. They'll lose confidence in their government. They're going to walk away defeated. And when people start to feel that, Bethann, when they start to believe that, and they put their heads down, that's when we lose the confidence of our people. And we'll get into the death spiral. They'll leave. They'll look for other opportunities.
But this is more than just 500 employees leaving to seek something better. You're talking about the health, well-being, and safety of a community. And as you represent this community, what do you see happening should this hospital not be there?
I see people losing their lives. Folks on the North Shore will have to travel an additional 13 to 15 miles to get to Palomami in Aiea, or 15 miles to get to Queens West in Waipahu.
And depending upon what time you're talking about going, you could be stuck in traffic for a very long time.
Let me tell you, you know, the day we had the Eddie, when Eddie went at Waimea, you get 25, 30,000 people down in one, you know, one patch of beach out there. If there's an emergency, you can't get through the traffic cam highway. There's no way. You're not going to make it.
So what are you going to do now? We clearly have just a few weeks left before it's all over.
I'm going to be the squeaky loud wheel. I'm going to make sure people hear about Wahiawa.
And what are you going to do, besides the fact that you've been pretty fervent on this?
I'm going to tell them to call the elected officials and let them know that Wahiawa General Hospital is important.
And in letting them know that it's important, but you're clearly asking for money. I mean, you're not asking for, you know, the moon. Last year you wanted, you know, the $3 million over two. You wanted $3 million each year. You got the 2.5 million, as we talked about a little earlier. But this year you're talking about having to fix a roof that's going to take out $1.5 million. I mean, these are not huge sums when you look at the wholeness of the budget. And yet you're also saying this is not consistent with the fact that there may very well be this surplus.
Exactly right. This is a small request. We're going to fix a roof of a hospital. How mom and apple pie do you need to be? Healthcare for rural communities, senior citizens, kupuna, you know, keiki, and families. You know, 120,000 of them living in Mililani, Wahiawa, and North Shore. You know, this is a no-brainer. This is an example of a pure no-brainer.
We're going to see what happens with that wave that you're trying to start now, and whether the basic question is what's the value of a rural hospital like Wahiawa General, what the answer to that one is. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Marcus Oshiro is an attorney and the state representative for District 46. That's Wahiawa, Whitmore Village, and Launani Valley. He's also the majority policy leader and sits on the Health, Human Services, and Judiciary Committees.